Things got heated on the floor of the state Senate this week over a debate on bills that majority party Republicans say will improve school safety. Meanwhile, the state assembly passed its own set of gun control bills yesterday. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
New York already has some of the strictest gun control measures in the nation, known as the SAFE Act. But since the Florida incident, lawmakers from both major parties say there's more to do to prevent school shootings. The bills by Senate Republicans would redefine school shooters as terrorists, require more active shooter drills at schools, and implement sophisticated scanner technology to detect any guns that someone might try to bring into a school. Many of the measures were approved with little debate by all of the Republicans and several Democrats. But one bill did draw a pointed exchange. It's a measure to issue a new state license plate called the Guardians for Schools plate. It would raise money to help pay for armed guards at schools, mental health counseling, and security cameras. Senator Brad Hoylman, a Democrat from Manhattan, called the bill meaningless.
It is so harebrained to think that we are actually attempting to address the serious issue of gun violence with a new distinctive license plate that I'm compelled to vote no.
Senate sponsor Jim Todisco, a Republican from Schenectady, was angered by the remarks. He accused Democrats of holding a double standard. He says the Democrats don't object to armed guards at the state capitol, yet some Democrats voted against the school safety enhancement measures.
Hypocrites! Shameless! Hypocrites! Shameless! You want armed law enforcement officials in the LOB in the Capitol to protect you, but don't put them in the schools. Keep those behind the curtains.
Senate Deputy Democratic Leader Michael Gianaris from Queens called the license plate bill embarrassing in the face of the mass shootings, but says he's reluctantly a supporter.
While people are walking around our schools with military rifles, let's do a distinctive license plate. I hope it makes you happy at the end of the day, because you're doing nothing to protect our children with this nonsense.
The Senate GOP bills would not limit the purchase or sale of any guns or impose new requirements for background checks. Democrats, for a second time in recent weeks, proposed gun control bills, including banning teachers from carrying firearms at school, but those amendments were voted down, mostly along party lines. Meanwhile, in the state assembly, Democrats who lead that house passed a series of bills similar to ones backed by Democrats in the Senate. They include extending the 3-day waiting period for background checks to 10 days and establishing an extreme risk protection order that would temporarily take away the guns of people deemed a potential danger to themselves or others. Another measure would ban the possession of bump stocks. Those are the devices that convert semi-automatic weapons into virtual machine guns and were used to kill 58 people in Las Vegas last year. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says his members don't want to wait for another mass shooting.
This is not normal, and it has to end.
Speaker Hastie says he knows that for now the measures are not going to advance in the Senate, but he says he hopes the tide is changing for gun control laws, and he credits the Parkland, Florida students for that.
Those brave students down there in Florida, which is a very conservative state when it comes to guns, they were on the brink of convincing a Republican legislature to listen. So maybe after our Republican colleagues start to listen, they may change.
At least one GOP senator is changing their position on gun control measures. Senator Elaine Phillips, a Republican from Long Island, says in a statement on her website that she wants to ban military-style assault weapons and bump stocks and enact stricter background checks. She says as a mother of 3 daughters, she believes now is the time to act. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.